Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The truth is found to be lies. And all the joy within you.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Zoltan Ach. Zoltan is a professor at George Mason University, the founder and the president of the Global Entrepreneurship and Development Institute, the JEDI, and that's JEDI.org, is that right?
That is right.
And also, folks, you may remember, back in 1999, I found this report on global entrepreneurship. It had the ink was still wet on the paper. I found this thing, and I started writing about it. I started building off of it. I just went nuts with this information that I was given about global entrepreneurship. In 1999, I couldn't get over how this groundbreaking information. Well, Zoltan, that was one of your products, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was right.
And along with Kaufman, along with Babson College and the other partners you had. So he continues to do this research, folks, on entrepreneurship, continues to uncover different facets of entrepreneurship, some of the fundamental elements of it, and how it's not just an idea. It's a human, it's part of our DNA, especially as Americans, I think, Zoltan. I think all humans have the entrepreneurial DNA. I just think that their society may repress it. What do you think?
No, I think so. So let me
now we're talking about one of the facets of entrepreneurship being philanthropy, and that's where we were in the last segment. And continue your thought, Zoltan.
So as I said in the last segment, Jim, I couldn't find anything written about this. So I went back to starting reading about the founding of the country, and the interesting place to look is on the Alhambra when the Pilgrims are coming over to Massachusetts. And there was a sermon given on that ship called The Late Gospel of Humanity. Huh. And it basically said that God's mission was for us to work hard and then give back to society.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take that, the Pilgrims wanted two things. The first thing they wanted, they didn't want a class structure the way they left it. Because remember, if Benjamin Franklin had been born 500 years earlier, he would have been a peasant.
That's right.
And he couldn't have been anything else.
That's right.
That was it. Right? And the second thing they didn't want, they wanted people to get rich through hard work, but they didn't want to get a class of rich people.
Right.
You know, and so the American challenge, and there were a lot of them, I mean, nobody talks about this, was how do we design a society where we allow everybody opportunity to get rich if they want, right? And two, somehow prevent that from creating a class of rich people.
Well, see, this is what you're talking about now is what I have been saying to, I've been advising President Obama on my show. I'm not sure he's listening. I think he probably is, but I've been giving him advice. And one of the things I've been saying to him is, don't call me fortunate because I'm successful. Call me fortunate because I am an American. But I'm successful because I worked hard as an American. And that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So here's actually what ended up happening, right? It's a long story, but I'm going to speed it up.
Thank you.
And the first person that succeeded at this was the first American, Benjamin Franklin.
He was the original entrepreneur, wasn't he?
Well, he was the original entrepreneur, and he was the first philanthropist.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Franklin gave away all his money before he died. Remember, he created the University of Pennsylvania.
Right.
And many other things. And so when I started thinking about this, the next piece that Americans wanted, we didn't want no government, but we didn't want a government doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Dan? Every American understands the role of limited government. They don't all like it. But to have limited government, you need something to buttress it or to take up the role that government actually can't do, even if it did it best.
Right.
And so when I talk about creating opportunity in America, which is what America is all about, people say the government creates opportunity. And
no.
I say a lot of times the government destroys opportunity.
That's, there's no
and
question
how can
about
you say
it.
That?
There's no question
what?
About that. I agree.
But then I said, if you don't believe the government can do it, I said, then you need to tell me what the mechanism that keeps opportunity alive in America. And I argue that that is the role we invented for wealthy people through philanthropy.
Do you say, and I, if you do, I agree with you, that philanthropy basically, like entrepreneurship, was a product of America?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In no other country in the world. Now, there was philanthropy. This is funny. People always say to me, the Medici in Italy,
yeah,
they were philanthropists.
Yeah.
I said, yes, but the goal was patronage.
Right, right, exactly. It was crony philanthropy, wasn't it?
That's a good word.
Not crony, now, not crony capitalism, crony philanthropy.
Yeah. And Rome had philanthropy.
Hold on to that thought, because I want to come back. I want to lay out a couple of facts and figures for Zoltan and get him to talk about that after these messages on entrepreneurship and philanthropy. Fascinating, fascinating conversation with our good friend Zoltan Ach. Stay with us. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.